Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Ja, Boogie, and Dub Foundation Rendezvous that came out a couple of years ago. Hey, I hope your Saturday night is going well. I'm Jimmy K. On the phone with me right now is the one and only Ja Boogie from Natty Nation. Mr. Boogie, good evening. How are you tonight, sir?
Blessed, man. Blessed to be here.
We're blessed.
Appreciate you having me.
We're blessed to have you. Thank you so much for taking the time tonight. Natty Nation, let's talk about that first. And we're going to talk about the Bob Marley birthday show. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. But as far as the band, what are you guys doing these days as far as keeping yourself busy? Are you writing new music? Any plans to jump in the studio anytime soon?
Well, there's always an ongoing process, you know. So we do have new songs. We've recorded, I think last summer, a bunch of stuff. So we do have things in the works. We don't have a release, you know, any release times or anything like that. But we are always working on new music, and we usually play some of it live as well. So give them a sneak peek. So we do have new things. Yeah, definitely. Been working on it.
And we just played the song Rendezvous that came out from an album with a project that you did with Dub Foundation. I think a couple other musicians were also collaborating on that too. Anything that you're doing on the side outside of Natty Nation?
Yeah, we're going to probably do a follow-up to Spiritual Work, that Ja Boogie with that collaboration with Dub Foundation, Captain Smooth. You know, he's the head of that squad. And we're going to work on some new singles and put it into an album eventually to sprinkle them. I think we plan on kind of sprinkling them through the year, you know, and release them a little bit by a little bit, you know, the singles.
I love
them. And then combine and get an album going. So to follow up with Spiritual Work. So we're excited about that for sure.
I'm a big fan of releasing a single here and one here. It kind of keeps you relevant, and it keeps your fans wanting more too. It's kind of fun that way.
Yeah, kind of tease it out, man.
Right.
That's the plan this time around. Kind of tease some singles out. It's going to be fun.
Send those tracks our way. We'll play them here on Max Inc. Radio. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
First
single drops, we got you for sure.
So check it out. Natty Nation's next show is the Bob Marley's birthday bash. It's next Thursday at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison. You can get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com. You know, Bob Marley would have been 80 years old, Boogie. What do you think about that? 80? What would the world be like if Bob Marley was alive, kicking right now, making music? What would the world be like versus what it is right now, you think?
Man,
I mean, that's a deep question.
We'd have to use our imagination. Yeah, we'd have to use our imagination and imagine it
right
being much brighter, much more togetherness, understanding, you know, conversations that are relevant, you know, that are passionate would be there, you know, in my mind, for sure, you know, because that's what he brought. And that's what type of person they say he was. I've watched a thousand things on him, been studying them for like decades. So I think that's my take on it. Much more love, you know.
You know, we normally unplug from politics here on Max Inc. Radio, but sometimes music and politics do intersect. What do you think Bob Marley's message would be in today's political arena that we're in this crap show, you know?
Man, probably the same, you know, because he was dealing in the same politics, man, decades ago. Same thing is going on. Rat race, that song, things like that. Don't involve Rasta in your say-say. You know, Rasta don't work for no CIA. Rat race, you know. So he'll be singing the same thing. He'll be saying, you know, the same thing is going on. So that's my take on it. I think he'd be still saying the same thing, but, you know, a little bit more moderate.
Right. Maybe the same question for you, Boogie. I mean, what's your take and how are you doing with the current political environment and how is that affecting your songwriting?
Man, it has a drastic effect because you want to keep people actually concentrating on themselves. So that would be my message in my music. It's like, concentrate on healing you, you know, don't people get a little too you know, involved that every day is something and something and something. And it's, sometimes you got to concentrate on you and bettering yourself and not these politicians and these, you know, when we come from a Rasta culture with this reggae, you know, so Rasta really, we don't deal in the politics because we know it divides our people within your own family. Nah, we don't want that.
Right.
Nope. We don't want it, man.
And the music is what brings harmony and peace.
Absolutely. It's a reminder, you know, it's a reminder to do that. You know, that's why we sing those type of songs, you know, and I love doing the Bob Marley thing because one love, let's get together and feel all right. That sounds cliche or corny to some, but man, that's what needs to happen. You know what I mean? Like, for real.
For sure. Ja Boogie from Natty Dacious on the phone with us here on Max Inc. Radio, the 16th annual Bob Marley birthday bash. You've been doing this show for 16 years.
Hasn't been that long.
That's what it says on the paper here. That's pretty cool.
Seems like longer.
What do you have in store for the people this time around?
Well, we have actually kind of expanded Natty Nation. We're bringing in Ross Michael from Milwaukee, real experienced bass player, world traveler, who's going to be on bass. They call him Ross Armerlock as well, but we call him Ross Michael. And he'll be joining us on bass so that I'm able to just take the vocals and concentrate on bringing the vocals, soulful vibes, the harmonies, stuff like that. So it allows me to work the crowd. So that's what's a little different about this kind of a Natty extension, you know, which is great.
And you get
so looking forward to that.
And you get a couple of great supporting acts as well. Who's playing with you guys?
I want to say a couple. We got Polyrhythmic Roots. That's going to be opening. That's like, it's got like reggae and jazz format, you know, some of the old standards and play kind of instrumental with a vibrant style to it. So yeah, which is like pretty much some of the same musicians as Natty.
Okay.
So it's like a easy transition, you know, but a different vibe. It's, you know, it's not the same. This just adds on to what we bring with the Bob Marley set. You know what I mean? So that should be fun.
Then
DJ FRP on the ones and twos, spinning reggae and dub and dance hall throughout the night.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
I tell you what, if you like reggae, if you love Bob Marley, I mean, who doesn't, right? It's a great night. Go check it out at the High Noon Saloon. Advanced tickets are on sale right now at high-noon.com. It's going to sell out, so definitely get your tickets early and go see the show. Ja Boogie, we really appreciate your time tonight. Congratulations. And keep in touch when the new music drops. We'd love to hear from you, okay?
Absolutely, man. I would like to say that this was going to be special because this is actually on Bob Marley's actual birthday.
Yes, it is. February 6th.
Yes, Thursday, February 6th, High Noon Saloon. Come on out. Bring your kids. You know, let's bring the family.
Most importantly, bring some peace and love, you know?
Absolutely.
Ja, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Let's do some Natty Nation right now. This is Get Along. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.